From NPR News, this is Day to Day. Burger King is trying to separate itself from other companies in our fast food nation. The chain has decided to use suppliers that treat some of the animals on its menu more humanely. Marketplace's Janet Babin is here. And Janet, exactly what changes is Burger King making?
Well, Madeline, the company confirms that it's going to start buying eggs and pig products from suppliers who don't cage the animals. And when it can, it's going to use suppliers who slaughter chickens in a more humane way. Now, it's going to start small. Initially, only a tiny percentage of eggs and pig meat products will have come from these more humane suppliers. But the company expects the number is going to grow over time as more suppliers use these methods.
Pig meat products?
Pork, perhaps,
okay.
To the rest of us.
Okay. Well, so these pigs and these chickens, they're not exactly going to be scampering across, you know, clover fields, right? I mean, they'll still be in factory farms.
That is true. But many people, experts in this stuff, say that these conditions are going to be much better. I spoke with Paul Shapiro. He's with the Humane Society of the United States. And he says the suppliers that Burger King's going to start to use have different living arrangements for their animals. And that lets them lead more normal lives.
So these animals will now be able to walk around, they'll be able to socialize and engage in more of their natural behaviors than they otherwise would have, but that does not mean that they have an ideal life by any means.
And right now, sows are usually in crates that are really tiny. They're about 2 feet by 7 feet, and the pigs can't really turn around at all. And the hens are in these wire cages. I don't know if you've seen them. They're called battery cages, and they don't really allow them to move around much either. But the new suppliers put the pigs in like a group housing system. And the hens, too, they're more in a group setting. They're indoors, but they are able to walk around and engage in more normal activities.
And socialize. Well, will this put pressure on other restaurants, McDonald's, for example, to make these changes?
Well, analyst Dennis Lombardi with WD Partners thinks, yes, it will. He says the changes from Burger King are more than just a publicity stunt and that customers are starting to ask for these ethical changes and the company's reacting to customers.
Consumers across the board are getting much more educated and much more aware and much more vocal about product and ingredients. Between media and a more educated consumer, we're seeing this as an ongoing trend.
Now, a Burger King spokesman told me that the company made the changes based on the advice of its internal animal welfare board and because it was the right thing to do, but not because of pressure from any outside groups or any customers at all. And while it won't have a specific marketing campaign about this, Madeline, it does say if it has a positive effect on customers, all the better.
Hmm. All right. Well, thank you, Janet. Janet Babin of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.